WKXW Trenton, WKXW HD. From New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 11 o'clock. I'm Jen Ursulo. Topping a report this hour, the death toll in New Jersey from complications due to COVID-19 is now more than 2,300. 7,600 are hospitalized with 1,900 critical and 1,600 on ventilators. On Sunday, Governor Murphy tweeted that the state has secured 200 more ventilators from the federal government, and that's about 1,500 the Trump administration has sent to New Jersey so far. As the COVID-19 crisis has continued, Murphy has been praising the president, not criticizing him. Patrick Murray of the Monmouth University Polling Institute says the governor knows this is not the time for political bickering, especially when Jersey badly needs federal help, and Murphy is not confrontational by nature.
He's positioned himself as somebody who tries to get things done and does try to work across the aisle and doesn't throw firebombs, and I think that's serving him well.
He adds Murphy has been steady, calm, and consistent in his demeanor during the crisis, and many believe he's doing a good job. When New Jersey first planned to open field hospitals to increase bed capacity, no coronavirus patients were supposed to be housed there, but now the state has started directing COVID-19 patients to the field hospital in the Meadowlands, and Secaucus Mayor Mike Ganelli is not happy about it. He tells NJ.com nobody consulted him about the possible dangers. Today is the first day New Jersey college students can apply for emergency grants to cover the costs associated with closed campuses. Students who attend 2- and 4-year colleges are eligible to apply, as well as trade and technical schools. Also starting today, the New Jersey Economic Development Authority is launching an online application for its Small Business Emergency Assistance Loan Program to help them get through the COVID-19 pandemic. CEO Tim Sullivan says the main focus is to help Main Street businesses that have either closed or experiencing a huge drop in customers.
I want to make sure that when we come out of this period of hibernation, that those businesses are able to get up back and running at close to full speed, or as something close to full speed as possible.
A $10 million program will provide 10-year loans of up to $100,000 to small businesses which have less than $5 million in annual revenues. Not many people at the airports these days, with most flights canceled and businesses closed. Even over Easter weekend, only 93,000 people passed through a TSA checkpoint Saturday. That's 95% less than last year, when over 2 million passengers were screened on the same day. Turn to NJ1015.com for more on New Jersey's coronavirus crisis. Today is a great day to be inside. Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute. New Jersey 101.5 news time is now 11:06. Now New Jersey 101.5 instant weather.
A high wind warning is in effect for most of New Jersey until this evening. Yes, this potentially dangerous weather will last pretty much all day for us. Wind will be peaking now over the next few hours. We'll still have pockets of heavy rain too. And then strong to severe thunderstorms possible this afternoon with more wind and rain, frequent lightning, hail, and maybe even a tornado. It is on the table today. High temperatures near 70, that warmth and humidity absolutely helping to fuel this powerful storm system. Drying out and clearing out this evening. Winds will calm down quite a bit. Lows fall into the mid-40s, and then tomorrow, a much nicer weather day. Partly sunny with a light breeze. Highs in the mid-50s. Our next chance of rain and maybe a little bit of snow will be Wednesday morning, then mostly cloudy and breezy. Highs Wednesday around 50. I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
New Jersey weather made possible by Xfinity. It's important to stay connected during the COVID-19 pandemic, so Xfinity is providing free Wi-Fi hotspots for everyone, even if you are not an Xfinity subscriber. Visit Xfinity.com or call 1-800-XFINITY to learn more. Secaucus, 59 degrees. Haddonfield, 62. Dunellen, 61. Download our mobile app for breaking traffic, weather, and news alerts. Send to your smartphone. It's free from New Jersey 101.5.